Okay. For those of you who weren't here on Friday, I have to go over what we said. Now, I have to. See, there are two ways of saying a shir. One is working through. This is not the first time I've learned Mechulin, not the second or the third. But each time I sit down to learn, I say, let me give it a fresh look and see what comes up in the fresh look compared to what I said in the past.
Okay.
So, and I take you along on the journey, so to teach you how to go through sugya. Come through the sugya with me. Okay. It's much easier. I pull out my notes from last time, the time before. I have notes of everything I say. Okay, this is the way it is. I don't do that. I say, let's work through the sugya. Very often, as I go on through the sugya, I find certain new things that I didn't realize before. And that's the way Divrei Torah are. Every time you learn it, you get a better idea than you had the last time. Now, my grandfather, Zichron Avrocha, was once at the speak at a siyum. And when he spoke at the siyum, he asked the question, the marker for making a simcha to siyum is learned out from Shlomo HaMelech. Shlomo HaMelech had a dream. HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to him in a Maariv Nevuah, asking him a simple question: what do you want? I'll give you anything you want. Wealth, I'll give you wealth. Cover, I'll give you cover. Power, I'll give you power. He said, I want Chochmah. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, since you asked for Chochmah, so not only give you Chochmah, but I'll give you everything else also. He woke up in the morning and he had unbelievable havon of everything that was happening. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave him the turn. Okay. Vayas Suda. And he made a Suda. Mikanch Olsim Suda Lagomer Shal Torah. Here you learn, you make a Suda when you make a Suda. So my grandfather, a simple question. Shlomo HaMelech wasn't finishing, he was just starting. So, how do you learn from Shlomo HaMelech that you make a suda when you finish a mesachta? It's very simple. When you finish, let's say, what do you say when you finish a mesachta? Hadun Aloch. We're coming back to you. Why? What is the simcha? That now, that I finished this mesachta, the next time I learn it, I'll understand it even better. So each time you go over, you understand it better. Okay. The Tosfos here, Daf Kofes on the base. Let's just outline exactly what Tulsa says. And he says, number one, there's a machlokas whether efshal etzamtzem or re-efshal etzamtzem. No, okay. And we describe what that machlokas is. It's not a machlokas in Metzius. Okay, number one. Number two, there's a machlokas. And what do you see? The parshas of the Gemara would be there in Bechoro, Smachot in Tanakama, and Rabbi Lozer, and Rabbi Yossi Agdili, and Rabbi Lozer. We should pass on the Tanakama. But no, from our Suya of Mechza, Mechza, what do you see? All Mechza, Mechza is only reasonable if Efshel at Samsem, otherwise you never have Mechza, Mechza. So you see, what do you see? That Efshalat, we pass can Efshalat Sam. That's how Tosfos says. throws his brahms into a problem. Midei shamayim, yav shalot samson. Comes along, throws us that problem with the Gemara in Erevin. Warren Erevin says, what? If 50, 49 is good, 51 is good, 50 is no good. Maravshir. Have a Sufik Devram, Chot Sufik Devram Lahocha. Sufik Devram, apparently, if it's a derisa. Umar, why is it a Sufik? Yes, check. If we pass, can have Shalot Samson. So it comes up with a Chiddush. So it comes up with a Chiddush. Yesh Lama. I'm Evshel Avara Velimdo Bit Simtsum. No. Evshel Samson, if you're very careful and make a Tirch, you save it to be super precise. Wonderful. Here, what you call Limdo, Shem Sofa came the Bain Ome, the Bain Ome, the Bain Ome, the Bain Ome, the Milsa Lo Shchicha. And a Milsa Lo Shchicha in a Drabbana where it's a Tirchin Yisrael, you don't have to check. That's how Tosa finished up. I asked the question, wait one second. This seems to contradict something we've learned before. See, the Chulin is that sort of Masechta where everything you learn goes back and everything you used to learn. We have Trefus Hareya. Where's Trefus Hareya? That if you have an animal, Rov Behemus Ksheros, you have to check the Reya you don't have to check the Reya. And we say, the Rai said, called Rov Behemus Ksheros. So you go after a Rov, you don't have to check the Reis, only drop on it. And here Tosa says, and if the Reis, I have to check. Except if it's a Tirch Yaseira in Ambrose and it's a multiple Shricha. Answer as follows. When do you apply Rov and when don't you apply Rov? Let's go back to a halacha we had already. That after you shecht, what do you have to do? You have to check. You went through the Rov Shnayim. You didn't go to Rov Shnayim. Lo Badak Mai. If you didn't check, what is it? Nevela Treif. And the Rambam writes, even if you have a Shochet Mumcha, it means you have a man who shechted 1,000 times. 1,000 times, it all went nice. But this time, he didn't check when he went through Rov. He didn't check, he went through Rov Shnayim. So the Rambam says, what is it? The animal is a Nevela. Why? Because it's a Safek. And since it's a Safek, what are you saying, case of Sofek? Okay. You don't have a vada to take you out of the Sofek. But I have. He shechted 1,000 times. Maybe it's a Rov. The answer is no. No. I don't say Rov. When do I say Rov and when I don't say Rov? I say Rov in the following situation. That, let's say, have all the animals in the world. That what is that? All the animals in the world. Rov behemus ksheiros. So we go after a Rov and say, okay, this animal belongs to the Rov. Fine. So I have everything in front of me, if I could. But I know if I would take all the animals in the world, Rov behemus ksheiros, this one. But I never say Rov to define a maisa that I did. The fact that I did something 1,000 times well, I don't say Rov. Of course it's a Rov that I'll do 1,001 well. But I don't apply Rov to that. Now we see. Here, I don't apply Rov that, I measured approximately. Was it a good measurement or not? And Rov time, it's good. It's Milso Shrikh, that shouldn't be good. I don't apply Rov. So I don't write a Rov. In a case of Drabon and Milso Shrikh, I do apply Rov. Okay. So says. That is why it does not apply to Bdikas Hareya. You have to know where you apply Rov and don't apply Rov. Now, Lentosis comes in with a Reb Shimon, Reb Shmaya, whatever his name was. Okay. Obviously, it was someone with a shin. and then it was Reshin, and people opened up the abbreviation in different directions. Okay. But here's a shita that's taken very, very seriously by many Rishonim. He comes up with a brand new Ke'ein Svek Sveka, Rov Tzadim, and he says, E Efshel Tzamsim. You can't prove from our sugya Efshel Tzamsim. Why? Because we have a theoretical issue that maybe that 50 is all right. I'll never check 50. I'll never be able to find that it's 50. But 50 is good. So then I have a suffix of 49, it's 50, 51. If 50 is good, 51 is good, 49 is no good. Three possibilities. It's like a Svek Sveka. And two out of three, we go by the Rov. Rov Tzadim. That. Okay. So says Rabbi Shmaya, Rabbi Shmaya, Rabbi Shimon, whatever. Okay. Now, then Tosis. Now, what is he saying? He's saying, L'gabi Mechitza Shabbos, it's true. There are fundamental differences between the het of Omer Kapparos and Omer Ruva Kapparos. Very different. That means if Omer Kapparos, if it's 50-50, the Omer stays Omer and the Paritz stays Paritz. Omer Ruha Paritz, the Omer is Mavapa the Paritz. 51 isn't 51, it's 100. And very many different halachas. So two different ways of turning something to Rishon Sayochet. Number one. So two out of three. But Tosis is telling something mind-opening. This I never appreciated until this time of learning. Tosa says, even if I say mechza mechza karov, that 50 is good shrita, but there'll be a difference between a shrita 50 and 51, the two types of shrita, a 50 shrita and a 51 shrita. Boom. Now, that is Rav Shmaya. Now, comes along Tosis. Now, and he doesn't like it. Not because what he said about shrita. That's not his problem. There's other problems. Is this you have a brand new type of Ke'en Svek Svek? What's the brand new type of Ke'en Svek Svek? You look up three logical possibilities, and we have two out of three, and that's what it is. Okay. I don't believe in this whole type of Ke'en Svek Svek. And what's the problem? How to deal with this? So get that. But on the etzim idea of Shrita, Tosa has no problem. Comes along the Rashba. And Rashba says, wait one second. I have Rabbeinu Shmaya. I reject Rabbeinu Shmaya's idea of two out of three. Not because the shechita is a problem. I could live with that. I can't live with it because I have a sugya vegla ruva. So what the both Tosis and the Rashba at this point are telling me, there are two types of shechita. If I do 50, it's fine. If I do 51, it's fine, but it's a different type of shechita, it's a different type of heter. And therefore, two possibilities. Now, in Svek Svek, there's an idea of Svek Svek and Mishem Echad. We keep quiet and let me talk. When I finish, okay. What is the Svek Svek and Mishem Echad? Svek Svek and Mishem Echad is as follows. That there is a Gemara, the classic case of Svek Svek is that find out the woman is not a basula. Sofek tachtov, sofek ena tachtov. She was mezana between Erisin and Nesuin. It happened when after Erisin or before Erisin. Sofek the owner, sofek baratzin. Maybe she wasn't mezana. Maybe it was an onus. Svek sveka. Two totally independent svekas. Comes along Tosis and asks Akasha. He says, what would be, the Gemara says, okay, what would be a different suffix? Does the halacha, according to Tosel Chalapochos, pitu ktana onasu. Every e ektana is even if it's willingly, we treat it as an onus. So he says, maybe the father was Makadosh. What would happen if the father was Makadosh Hashem when she was a Ketana? Sofek Tachtov, Sofek Ener Tachtov. So he says, Sofek Onus, Sonus Rotsa. We have a different. What's, let's say, we know it was Tachtov. Sofek Onus, Sofek Rotsa. Sofek when she was a Ketana. And Spito Ketana Onus. So he says, that's Shem Echad. It's all one suffix. She was an onus or not. There are two different ways of becoming an onus. That's Shem Echad. So Tosfos says there has to be two different sveikas. Now the Shach gives a test. Now it is not a halacha, it's a test. People sometimes get confused. If you can be mishapech, you can switch it around, so you know it's not Shem Echad. But we had a different sfek sfek. What was the sfek? Stam kelim la b'nei yomanin. What is it? Sofek. We have a sofek. Sofek he cooked with it today. Sofek he cooked with it before today. He didn't cook with it today. And if he cooked with it yesterday, maybe it was something that was going to be pogame this Michael. Remember, we saw that in Stam Kein Lav and Ayomanin. So you can ask a question. It's all a question. Is it not in time of God or not in time of God? Why is it considered a sex fake? That brought Achron. Tosa says it's a sex fake. And the answer is no. Because let's say, in the words of the Truma Sadesh, one is matir more than the other. If it is yesterday, so it's good for all foods. The keli is now keli mutter. If it is today, but something that's going to programme this food, so it's all no good for this food. So we see it's not the identical thing. They're two separate things. Okay. But in order to have a sveksik, an ain't sveksik, you have to have two different things and two different halachas. So then I began thinking, wait a second, how can this be l'may nafkemina if it's a 50 or 51? Just follow. So then That was one thing that was bothering me. Just wanted to show you how trying to think through a sugya. Late at night, there's a major chiddush happening here. And that, so if I said this shaila is, what is the shear? Is the shear a 50? What does rov mean? Rov means 50 or 51. Ron calls it rov gomor. So what difference does it make? How I define Rolf? It's the same. So then I began reading this next sugya here, Choftet Samar Aleph. Rovecha Bolf, Tanina Chada Zimna. Ruach Shalecha Kamogu. Amra Voshia. Chada Bechulin, Chada Bechadshi. Why do I need two members of Tanoyim? One is Kadim Bechulin, one is Kadim Bechulin. But Tzricha. He asked me in Chulin, if I said chulin, hotsum huda sagle beruba, chulin is enough to have rov. I don't need the entire thing. Shem de lav dam hutzorich. I don't need dam. Avokod shem de la dam hutzorich. Eim elo tiskele beruba, adike kula. Maybe I need a different type of shchita hamotzi, maximum dam. And what shchita hamotzi, maximum dam? Kulo. Okay. So I need to say, no, I don't need that. Rov is good enough in both. V'yashmin and kodshim. If I'd say kodshim, that mishum del adam utzorach. If I know, and now the Gemara already knows that rov means 51. I would say kodshim needs 51, and chulin only need, you don't need dam, you only need 50. Huh? Why? Well, how much dam is there different between 50 and 51? Not much dam different between 50 and 51. And, you know, 50, what is 51? Not even 51, 50 with the marshal. The extra drop. That doesn't make any sense. So what's happening in the Gemara? Aim of a palvasag. Kamash Balon, no. The Kamash Balon is you need 51 in both. So Rashi says as follows. Dam Hutzarach Lizrika. Okay. So then the Gemara says, okay. So now we know the reason I need two Mishnayosin is because one is talking about Kodshim, one is talking about Chulam. The Gemara says, which one is talking about which? Amr of Kahana. Mistabri Reisha B'chulin V'Sefer B'Kodshim. Mimai. Liktoni HaShochet. Tzalkadarchan Reisha B'Kodshim HaMoled. We're talking about Oaf. When we talk about Oaf, there's the only, every Oaf, when you bring a carbon, what is it? It's a Malika, not a Shechita. Molek, my boy. El Mai Sefer B'Kodshim Shechita Asuk Shevim. I just said it there too. Lokash. Not a kasha. It's talking about shechita with behemoth. It's all talking about shechita with ov. Al reish mechtei al ov koy begins with ov. Talking about kodesh amolik mboy. Okay. Rav Simi v'ayashu ami reish bechulin mehoch. Diktoni echa b'ov. He's talking about kodesh amolik olas ov. Oh, what's the difference between chatas ov and olas ov? Chatas ov. This says lo yavdil. So you do one simen, and olas ov you do two simonim. Shnei Simon, my Sefer B'Kodshim, Rov Echa Bov, Hoyika Olosov, the boy Shnei Simon, my Rov Echod, Rov Kol Echod V'Echod, it's the Rov of each one. Obedinhu, this is Rov Shnei, Kevin Dike Chata Sagra V'Chad, Sim, Mishamachi Lo Psikolei, says Rashi, a very critical Rashi. Ah, she says, lo psikole, v'tana milsa de mishtama b'travayu. He says something I could apply everywhere. The hachi mashpa, rov kol echa ba'ov k'sheira. Rov of each individual simen is k'sheira. Heche de sagi b'chad, where I need one, gonchatos, have a rubo kakulo. V'heche de boy tarti, have a rov kol echa kakulo. So Rashi now is explaining to us exactly what it is, Ruba, that Rov Echad Ba'ov means when I need one, either in Chulin I always need one, in Chatzis I need one, in Ola I need two, I apply Rubo Kakulo. Rubo Kakulo means 51. So we're going back to what? We're going back to the Gemara telling us that we need a Rov HaNira Le'Einayim, which is 51, and that's because of Ruba Kakula. So now I understand what the Gemara says. Maybe, and so really the Shear is Kulo, but we have Ruba Kakula. So maybe that's only, the Shear of Kulo is only when I need Dam, and if I don't need Dam, I don't need Kulo. So that's what the Gemara said. I may have thought that, and I need a Kamash Malon. A person could have made such a mistake. But now we know that according to Rashi L'chol HaPachas, Rashi is very, very clear of Rubo Kakula. And that fits perfectly with Rashi. What does Rashi say? Rashi says that two things. That Shnayim Ba'of is a Drabonon, Kulo Ba'of is a Doraisa, and Metzah Shechita. I understand that. Rubo Kakulo can't tell half of one is like two. That makes no sense. Okay, now, that's number one. What is Rashi saying? Rashi's saying as follows. Let's just put all the Rashis together, then we'll get to all the Rishonim together and see how that everything fits. So Rashi tells us, what is the machlokus between Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, and the Rabbana? That I do two-thirds bakashris, and then I do one third of psul. It makes no difference whether it's hagram, whether it's dross, it's halot, whatever it is. All the same, two thirds of kashrus, one third of psul. And what is the svara of Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda? The svara of Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda is what? Since I did bakashrus, since Rubok, since the whole thing is based on Rubok Kukulo, once I finish two thirds, I do the last third of psul, I have a heksha. Rubok Kukulo. You already have the heksha. Comes along Rabban and says, even if you say Rubok Kukulo, what's the matir? The matir is the entire Maitse Shkita. And since the entire thing is a Maitse Shkita, the din is kulo. Since the din is kulo, when I shecht kulo, so then it's all one Maitse Shkita. And part of that is so it passes the whole thing. And that's a teiko. So Rashi is a very, very straightforward pshat. Okay, very straightforward pshat. That. But then I began to think, Rubo Kukulo. The Gemara learns Rubo Kukulo and Shechita from what? How do I know I need 51? From Trefa. So then I began thinking, just to show you how I'm trying to figure out what's happening here. Once I'm trying to figure out what's happening, says, the din of Rove in Trefa is a shear of Rove, or it's a din of Rubo Kukulo? I began thinking, wait a second, something I never thought about till last week. I don't know why. Okay. All the different questions make me think. Okay. So I began checking. So then I found, what does Rashi say? And I've not turned to the Avnun Amid Beis. Halacha is as follows. What is the Metzias of, if anyone ever had a hernia, I hope not, but if you had, what is it? There is a muscle cage that holds, that makes sure that all the intestines don't bulge out. The stomach doesn't bulge out. Nothing bulges out. It's kept in place. Sometimes that tears. Okay. Now, if the whole thing would tear, then all your intestines would come out. You couldn't live that way. Okay. So, the Gemara wants to know as follows. How much of a hernia makes an animal a treifa? How much of a hernia doesn't make an animal a treifa? So, the Gemara says as follows. Take Nun Amid Beis. If you're talking about a big animal, it's like a small animal. The Gdola. Amar Rabbi Yomim Bayafis. Amar Rabbi Loza. Lo Gdola Gdola Mamish. Lo Gdola Gdola Mamish. El Kol Shin Yikra Bo Tefach. If the hernia is a tefach, lo have a ruba, and it's not a rov, zuhi shenir begdola. If it's a tefach, tefach ruba, lo have, ruba v'lo have a tefach, zuhi shenir, but if it's rov, lo shenir begtana. But ruba v'lo have a tefach pshita. If it's rov, it's obvious. Why is it so obvious? What's the shear? Says Rashi. Why is it so obvious? Kloma kol hecha demishtacha o tefach o ruba trefa ruba pshita, says Rashi. Why the rubo kakulo? So Rashi is telling me when I have rove in trefa. Why is rove in trefa trefa? Rove in trefa is a trefa. Because not because of Rov, because of Ruba Kukulo. So when the Gemara previously has told us that in Trefa, and what is Abaye asking? What is Abaye asking to Rava upstairs in the top of the Amud? That we have a Rov, the shear of Rov, there are two shearim in Trefa, Mashu sometimes, sometimes Rov, but it's Ruba Kukulo. That's so, says Rashi. It's in the Mother Gemara of Ayin Vav. What is the Tzomas Hagidin? Those are the tendons that attach the different parts of the legs to each other. So if you cut those tendons, the animal can't stand, it can't walk, it can't do anything. So it's a trefa. Now, the Gemara goes through here, the Vayin Vav, a little, again, a little anatomy, not very advanced anatomy. I involve at the bottom. So mas hagidin. There are different types. We have Tzomas Hagin, Alimi, have a Tzomas Gidin. Hagin, Katini, Lo, have a Tzomas Gidin. The question is, you have a number of, you have strong ones and weak ones. You have a small number of strong ones and a larger number of weak ones. Rov Minyan is the larger number. Rov Binyan is the stronger ones. So what have to be cut? The larger number or the stronger ones? The Gemara goes back and forth. Then the Gemara says, when you cut it, here, it says how much you have to cut. How much would someone say, again, I feel a little nishtayable around 15 lines down. You have to cut the entire thing, not rove. Okay. And so the machlok is here, whether you have to cut 50% of rove or the entire one. You take a look in the Rashba here and the Ran here, they say a very simple thing. There's a general halacha in Treifus of Rubo Kekulo. So here it's in the general halacha in Treifus of Rubo Kekulo. So, what do I get out of that? That there may be exceptions. In the case of the hernia, on Daf Nun Amud Beis, the Gemara says there's either a share of Kesela or there's a share of Rubo Kekulo. Here the Gemara had a suffix. In Tzomas Hagidin, is there an exception? I need Kulo Mamish. I have the general halacha of Rubo Kekulo. It's Machlokas Hamsak. But the Rashba and the Ran are telling you a very critical idea there. Throughout Treifus, whenever the word is Rove, it's not Rove, it's Rubo Kekulo. I see a number of things from that. First of all, something I told you until now, that Treifus is a halacha. Rubo Kekulo doesn't tell me if the animal's going to die or not going to die. That doesn't tell me. But why? What is the definition of Treifa? Definition of Treifa is nota lomos. It's on the way to die. Well, everyone's on the way to die. I mean, that's... So at one point, you become a nota lomos. Okay, you have to at a certain point. So the halacha defines which nota lomos yes and which nota lomos not. Happens to include all the things that are vada yomos. Okay. So here we say what? Very often a share of rove, it's rubo kekulo. So Rashi says that. The Ran says that, and the Rashba says that. For me, the Rashba was a very big eye opener. Because the Rashba has quoted Rav Shmaya, and the Rashba quotes Rav Shmaya, Rav Shimon, whoever it was, and rejects him, not the idea that the two types of shechita, that he's fine with. The two types of shechita. The shechita of rov, the shechita of mechza, and the shechita of rov. He's fine with that. So, and the Rashba said, and how do we know, and what does Rava say? Rava says, Eino Chanami, Treifus is built on Rubo Kekulo. A shechita, I just need a ma'aseh shechita. 50%, that's all I need. That's all I need, 50%. And that's it. As Rashi said, Rashi is very clear about that. Kamash Malon, what, the shear, it's a different shear of rov? Or Rubo Kekulo? Wait 1 second. If it's a different shear of rov, there's no difference between rov 50 and 51. I said, wait a second. Maybe what the Rashba is telling me is that's exactly what Abaye told Rava. He said, no. I'm going to prove to you that wherever the Torah sometimes is a shirov. And here's, remember, what is the Rajba telling us? The Rajba said, the Gemara compares it to Tanur. It makes no sense. There's no comparison. Elamai, we're out to understand what is the shirov and kol haTorah kula. What is the shirov and kol haTorah kula? And the shirov and kol haTorah kula is what? Oh, shirov and kol haTorah kula is 51. Because it's Rubal Kakulo. And that is what. And Rabbi says, you're right. The shir of Rov and kol haTorah kula is Rubal Kakulo. So now I have two types of shechita. I have a shechita according to the Havamin of the Gemara. I have a shechita of 50, which is good enough. I have a shechita of kula. So why are these two different types of shechita? Ulamai nafkamina. Is there a nafkamina l'aloch? No nafkamina. What's a nafkamina? So then I said, wait 1 second. So this, just follow how my thought process was working. It's a very simple thought process. Then I said, wait a second. What does the Rashba talk about Miyad Basra? Rashba talks about Miyad Basra what? Like Rabbeinu Tam. Now let's read Rabbeinu Tam. The way Tosis quotes Rabbeinu Tam. He says, Over Rabbeinu Tam. Oh, boy, be miyut kama, oh boy, the Rabbi Yehuda, the Mach Shetachat Tzor. The Dilmo, in Prochav HaSakin, be miyut HaSimen, I stuck the Sakin in, be miyut HaSimen, be Shochav Barov Shalamato, I stuck it in at 1/3, and then I did 50% like that. Is that a Chavodah? Or there's no Chavodah, because it doesn't require Shechita. But a Simen does require Shechita. What would be a tremendous chalada, clear, perfect chalada, if I stuck the sakin in between the corner and the veshet, and then I cut the veshet? It's covered by a siman that needs shechit. But Rabbeinu Tam says, what is it when I go from 1/3 and with another 50%, it's covered by a siman. But when I finish, that becomes a siman shochut. Wait a second. It only is a siman shachut if I say the halacha of rubo kukulo. But what would be if I did the following thing? I stuck it in at 1/3. I didn't do 51. I did 50.
Even
al the tzad that mechts a karov. Al the tzad that mechts a. It's a chavada. Why? Because I don't have rubo kukulo. So there's a matir of rov, which is 50, according to the Havamina of the Gemara, matir ruba kukula, with many differences in the halacha. Now, according to Rabbi Oshia, also, if I do 50, there's no ruba kukula. So what did Rabbi Oshia say? I went through 50. If I don't have a halacha of ruba kukula, when I go through 50, I'm finished. The only tzad for Rabbi Oshia's suffix is because of Rubal Kakula. So the shechit of Rov, the shechit of 50, shechit of 51. That's according to the Havamina, it comes the maskon of the Gemara. The maskon of the Gemara is what? That, according to the Rashba, that there is just that we paskin Rubo Kukulo. And where does everyone disagree with Rashi who says Rubo Kukulo? Just what the Ran says. Why Ran says, since Rubo Kukulo at 51, it's all finished. It's all finished. There's no Mir Basa, there's no Mimitz Lachatchil, there's nothing, it's all finished. It's all finished. Who is the clear Rishon, who disagrees with this entire chain of thought, and who says clearly the Shir is Rov, and Mechza Mechza is a Rov? Maram Rutenberg. But back to the Rashba. The Rashba is saying what? Well, The Raja says, whenever the Torah talks about Rove, it's talking about Ruba Kukula. Except in two cases that 50 is 50 and it's not a Ruba Kukula. That's Mechitz and Schach. Every other place is Ruba Kukula. Marama Rotenberg says, no, 50 and 50 is a Rove. That's how we pass. I Shechita is different. He said, no. It depends which 50 I look at. I look at the 50 that exists or the 50 that doesn't exist. Now we have Kricheres. Let's get back to Kricheres. Kricheres is what? That if I have, it's a very simple thing. If I have the rove of the Keli still existing, so I have the original Keli. And the other part is the Shivre Keli. So what? How much do I need for the Keli still to exist? I need 51%. Rosh is perfect. Tosa Shechita is the same. Tosa doesn't talk too much here. But Tosa doesn't talk too much here. But from Rabbeinu Tam and from Rabbi Oshia, Tosa brings, they certainly working with Ruba Kukula. They're certainly working with Ruba Kukula. So what does Tosa say? Isser and Tumah work with Ruba Kukula. Mechitz and Tzchach is separate Allah. It's in Menasfar, it's that way. No Menaloch, it's that way. And this is how the whole sugya comes, and is it Ruba Kukula? Rov Rishon says Ruba Kukula. Is it, does Ruba Kukula means the moment I move past 51, it's still a Maisa Shechita or not? Well, that's going to make an afkamina for mitzvah. It's going to make an afkamina for Psul B'Meir Basra, and a million different things. According to Rashi, that is the machlokes between what everyone says is a mitzvah to do the whole thing. There's a shechita completely. But once I pass 51, I'm doing mitzvah shechita. Can I passel backwards? That's my close Rabbi Yisroel and the Rabbanan. And then we put. Now I just want to show you how you look at things with a total overview. How the Rishonim viewed what Shechita was, and okay, this is now this type of Sfexveka. This type of Sfexveka, Rove Tzadim, pops up in a whole bunch of other places. I'll give you an example, a simple example. That's a Sfexveka in Chodosh Chutz Loretz. One of the big issues nowadays, somehow. For various interesting ways, Chumras moved to Klal Yisrael. So it's a very accepted thing. 60 years ago, came a problem. There were Yechidei Skula who were marked on it. Okay. The Ramah wants to be meichel with a Sfek Sfek. Following Sfek Sfek. What is the Halach of Chodosh? Halach of Chodosh is simply that anything that is nishrash takes root after second day Pesach is also to eat until the following year. Either the second day is matir or the carbon is matir. Okay. Hello. And this, according to almost everybody, applies bein ba'aretz u bein b'chutz la'aretz. If you do shnayim yikir ve'echa targum, parshas emor, wasn't too far ago, Pasuk says b'chomo shosechem, and Rashi brings the machlokas tanoim. The psak of Rambam, Rosh, Rif, Shulchan Aruch is, it applies in chutz la'aretz as well. So the question that one can, in chutz la'aretz, now, just explain a little botany, how things are planted. There are two types of wheat. Let's take wheat. We can say there are two types of crop. There's the winter wheat and spring wheat. Winter wheat, they plant in the ground before the winter. It's there in the ground all winter. Nothing comes out. comes the spring, it sprouts, and it comes out. That's winter wheat. Spring wheat, you plant when the winter's finished, you plant in the spring, and then you harvest, you don't harvest. See, winter wheat, we begin harvesting around Pesach time, and then it's finished. Shavuos time and Chag HaOsef is Sukkot time. Okay. Spring wheat, you don't harvest around Sukkot time. But the problem began with spring wheat as follows. It's planted around Pesach. If it's a late winter, it's planted after Pesach. If the winter ends early, it's planted before Pesach. So it varies. And so it's in Chutzlaretz. Massive problem. Comes along the Rosh and the Rav Yoh and the matter with a Sfek. Shuvas HaRosh. Suffolk was planted this year, Suffolk last year. If it's this year, Suffolk was planted before, took root before Pesach or after Pesach. Rabbi Kivegas says, what is it? It's a Suffolk, Sveik, and Mishem Yachar. It's only one. Suffolk, it took root before Pesach. What is it, this year before Pesach, last year before Pesach, 3 years ago before Pesach? What's the difference? That's a classic kasha on the Ramah Sveik. Okay. But you can't be mevatel it. It's a Rosh, it's a Rav Yoh, it's a serious Rishonim who said it, and the Ramah brings it. Okay. So what's the answer? The answer is very simple. Nothing is all, not, any tefuah that grows doesn't come also until it's havar shlish, until it's one third of its growth. So let's say you have something and it's growing, it's chodesh, but it's at one quarter of its growth, it's not also yet. It becomes also when it hits havar shlish. Okay. So now wait 1 second. So there are two different types of matirim. If they grew last year, and so the omer is matir completely, it became osir as mutar. If it was nishrash right before Pesach and doesn't grow till the summer, what does the omer do? It prevents it from coming osir. Two different types of matirim. Two different types of matirim. So we have three possibilities. It was Nishash after Pesach. The Omer wasn't Matar, also. Nishash before Pesach, and the Omer prevented it from coming also. Or Nishash a year ago, and it was also, and the Omer was Matar completely. Two out of three. Ke'ein Svek Svek Amutar. Shuvas HaRosh and Rav Yoch. So the whole heter of the Ramah of Cholosh Chutzlaretz was based on Rabbi Nishmaya's Sveksveka. We go by Rov Tzadok. Of course, Rov Ruma, as we see from our Sugi, Rov Ruma Rishonim against it. But they were made Gabi Chodesh Chutzlaretz. Why? It's a Shas Hadchak. You want to understand the history of Psak, what was the Shas Hadchak? If you take a look in the Trumas Hadeshim, I remember the first time I went through it well. The Taz says, Koch Nevesh not to drink beer. I looked like crazy. I mean, who are you talking about? What are you? Koch Nevesh not to drink beer. So I didn't understand it. Then I saw the Truma Sadesh. Thing is people, we drink water. Water was never, in Europe, they never drank water because the rivers were polluted. Milk they didn't drink because there was no refrigeration. Anything to keep had to be. What was the Rov Hashtia? Rov Hashtia was in France. It was wine. In Germany, Rov Hashtia was many places beer and some places wine. So what did they have to do? They would have to store all of their liquid intake for an entire family for an entire 6-8 months. Not to drink beer, no liquid intake. Water you couldn't drink, milk you couldn't drink, there were no juices, nothing. So how do you have your liquid intake? So that was the reason they were somer. So that Shas Hadchak, that's the reason they were somer for Rabbi Shmaya for the matter on Chodesh Chatzot. The, what do you call it, says the Tumas Darshan says, if the Rov Hashdi is Yayans, they have to store all the wheat for 6 months, that's not a problem. But to store all the liquid intake for 6-8 months, it's Ein HaRov HaTzibi Chom Labo. See, but the houses were small. They didn't have the room. They didn't have the money. What are they going to do? That's why B'Shas HaTchak, there was so much on this Svara of Rov Stodim Reb Shmaya. Okay. Now, I put a lot of things together, a lot of different sugyas together. And you should, at this point, have a very clear picture of how Shrita works, whether it's the Mitzvah Shrita, whether it's Malika works, Lechatchila b'diyevetz, Ruba Kekulo, Suba Meir Basra, and you see how the whole thing hangs together and within the various Shitas Rishonim. Okay, tomorrow should be a Chazara, and Mirtz Hashem on Tuesday, and Mirtz Hashem Blinetta, we begin the next Sugya, a very interesting Sugya. Yesh neshchita betchila v'atzof, ein lo shchita ela b'sof. And, wait one second. When you begin it, there is a small piece, Chidushi Hagrach al Hashas. It's a letter Reb Baruch Ber wrote to his son, trying to explain what the sugi is. If someone could volunteer to print that out. It's a small little piece, the Chaim HaGemara Lamed Vav, where he said, now, but we'll be very careful. It's a very subtle, complex sugya. Chulin is a mesechta. If you take it seriously and you work through the sugyas as a training ground, how to go through complicated sugyas and understand how to do things. It's a beautiful training ground, whether it was Daf Tes, Daf Yud, Yud Aleph, all these sugyas. But all of them you can go through in a very straightforward, step-by-step way. It's excellent training ground. Bamed Varam Mor, you put in the effort, and you go through them in a very step-by-step manner. Okay.